But we have to adjust to it. This is one of the ways that we've had to do that. I want to encourage you as you join in our devotional this evening, not only to take part in it, but to encourage you to extend that. As leaders of the home, we want you to also extend this devotion, that we may encourage your family more. We now have more time that we can spend together as a family. We also want to encourage you, if you have needs, that you will let us know what those needs are. First of all, if you need a prayer, we'll have a number here in a second that will flash on the screen that you can see. And if you'll text us, we'll include that in the prayer later on in our devotional. There are many resources available on the internet if you want to continue your study. This week I've watched a number of services from congregations, just trying to get an idea of how they did their worship, what they did during their worship, how they conducted it. And it's been uplifting to me just to be able to do that. There are a number of resources available. Or you can just create your own. We sent out an email yesterday that the elders have decided that we will be having a virtual worship service for the next few weeks. And we say for the next few weeks simply because we don't know how long this virus is going to last, what the impact is going to be on us. If you have need for the element for the Lord's Supper, please feel free to come by the building this week, pick those up. I would ask that not everybody come at once, but please do that. Also would ask that you remember that our contribution this week is going to the building fund. And if you will remember that we want to, anything above the normal budgeted amount will go toward the building fund. So we ask that you remember that, give generously, and as we enter into our building project. If you've not been by our building, you will see steel going up. You will see work going on. It finally beginning to see some progress, and we are truly thankful for that. You know, we want to use these times of uncertainty also to check on our neighbors, to check on our those who are shut in, those who are ill. We want our family to, even get to know them. It's an opportunity. We've been spending a lot of time together as a family. So it's an opportunity for us to get to know them more. You know, we will have songs this evening and prayer and devotional. So we ask that you please join in as we do that. One other reminder, as you can see on the screen, the Tennessee Children's Home Supply Drive is going through the March 31st, so Tuesday. We need to have all your supplies in that you're going to bring for that. You're welcome to drop that by any time that you can. That will be picked up, I think, Wednesday. So we would encourage you to take part in that if you can. Again, our fifth Sunday contribution, we're aware of that. And most of all, right now, we are just truly glad that you're joining us this evening. Say, we'll have some songs. Cody is Haskins is going to have our devotional this evening. So thank you again for being with us. And please join in as we sing together.
Good evening. I'd like to join with Ken in welcoming you to the live stream tonight. This is new for everyone, I think, especially me. We were talking before services, and I was telling them I get nervous when there's a crowd of people, but it may be more nerve-wracking to look out and see nobody. It's kind of like going fishing in a swimming pool or something like that. You know, there's nothing there, and you know it, but we know you're listening through live stream, and we're grateful for that. For a few minutes tonight, I want to talk to you about something that happened in my life a few months ago. Have you ever been just driving down the road or just going about your daily activities and something happens, or you see something, or you see a sign maybe on the road and it catches your attention, and you think, well, that would be a good sermon topic, or that would be something good to use in a devotional. Well, tonight I want to tell you about such a case that happened. And I think this lesson can relate to most everyone here, because most everyone listening to me probably has one of these, probably sitting very close to them at the moment. I ran across a quote when I was preparing for this. It says, "Your cell phone has already replaced your camera, your calendar, your wallet, and your alarm clock. Don't let it replace your family." I also heard at one time, it says, "It's okay if I lose my kid at Walmart, or if I get lost out in the woods while I'm on a hike or something, because eventually I'll find my way out, or I'll find my kid. But if I lose my cell phone, the whole world stops until I find it." And this kind of reminds me of the parable of the lost sheep, Matthew chapter 18, verses 10 through 14. And Luke gives the same account in his book, chapter 15, verses 3 through 7. We're willing to do anything that it takes to find something, especially if it's very important to us, to find it. And once we find it, we rejoice and we're happy that we set out to find it. So what happened to me, as many of you know, I like to duck hunt. So every year at the end of November, duck season opens. And we travel to Arkansas and hunt. And there's a group of us that go, 8 or 10 of us in a group. And this year was going to be special. We had constructed a new cabin. It was very close to where we used to stay, but the older house was just falling apart, and we were able to buy a little piece of property and construct a cabin. And if any of you have ever been in Arkansas, you know you may drive 20 miles and never see a house, or it may be 30 miles to the closest town, and there's really not much in the town either. So it's good to, you know, have us a place to stay, and it's very close to where we hunt. So while we were going over, we go over on Friday before season opens Saturday morning. Everybody's excited. We've tried to build this house from here, but it's 300 miles away, so you can imagine just all the going back and forth with contractors over there. Anyway, it was just a lot of chaos, and it come down to the last day when we were there. The guy actually came and turned the water on, and we got the electric turned on. And so we're trying to scramble around, move everything from the old cabin over to the new cabin, and we finally start to get everything in order, and it's about 7 o'clock at night, I guess. So someone says, somebody needs to go start the grill. We've got to get dinner cooking. We've got 10 guys to cook for. So one of the guys jumped up and he said, "Well, I'll go get it started." So he goes out and he's out there for a few minutes. He comes back in and he says, "Well, everything's ready. We'll give it a few minutes to get heated up." So a few minutes goes by. We get everything ready to go out. Somebody walks out to put the food on the grill, notices a pretty good-sized flame coming out of the side of the grill. And they thought, well, if something's not right, it shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be flaming like that. So they open the top of the grill and discover a cell phone laying on the grate, and it's completely engulfed. And so the guy that went out to start the grill, he had used his flashlight on the phone to see how to start the grill. And he left it laying. When he shut the hood on the grill, it knocked it over on the grate, and he didn't know any different. So at that moment, he wasn't prepared, you know, for his phone to be burned up that night. He had no idea. He's a self-employed guy. He keeps track of all his business, and, you know, he was just all in a mess because he didn't know what he was going to do without his phone. And like I said, we're in Arkansas, and there's not a Verizon every 5 miles like we have around here. There's not a, you know, it may be who knows how far to the nearest phone store. So anyway, first point I want to make about, there's more to the story, but we'll stop there for a minute. The first point I want to make is we must always be ready for whatever comes our way. It doesn't matter what it is. Bad things are going to happen. We know they are. They happen every day. Depending on how we act upon these things is the depending factor and determines how bad they will actually be. So we always have to be, you know, ready for whatever happens. And, you know, God is always going to be there for us as long as we're living for Him. No matter what happens, He's going to be there. You know, it may feel like everything's going against you, especially today in this day and time. A lot of things are going on. A lot of people are struggling right now. But we always got to remember that God is always there. Romans chapter 8, verse 31, very familiar verse, says, "What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" So as long as God is on our side, it doesn't matter who's on the other side, as long as we have God on our side. So to continue the story, we slept that night. Like I said, the next morning was opening day of season. We had a lot of ducks in the area. We knew we were going to have a good day. So we killed our limit pretty early. We come back to the cabin, and the search starts for a phone store. So we call around, Google some stores, and, you know, the ones that we call, they don't have any phones in stock, or they're, you know, 100 miles away. We finally find a store that has one phone, and they are about 50 miles away. And they say, well, if you can come now, we'll put it on hold. And so we set out. We drove to the store. There was three or four of us that went. And, you know, there was a lot of relief that come across this guy that had lost his phone that he has found one. But we've still got to drive to get it and hope everything works out okay. So we go to the town, and sure enough, we walk in the store. They've got the phone sitting there on the desk ready for him. So now starts all the paperwork. If you've ever been through a phone transfer or a phone swap, you know it's kind of an ongoing process. At this point, he's worried about all of his contents that were in his phone, that he's lost everything. But we'll continue on with that in a moment. The second point I want to make from this tonight is, no matter what kind of questions we have in life or what kind of, you know, thoughts we have, we need to search out until we find an answer or till we find something that suits, you know, that suits us. We should never just stop at taking any man's word for, you know, for the truth. We always need to go and search and make sure that it is the actual truth. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, we see that the Jews, they continually search the scriptures to make sure that what they were being taught was the truth. So we should be doing the same thing, not only in scripture, but anything in life. We always need to make sure that what we're being taught is what we're supposed to be taught. So continuing on with the story, we go in the store, everything's, you know, going smoothly. And he gets the you know, talking back and forth with the lady, and he says, "Well, what about all my pictures, my contacts, all my, you know, all my business stuff is on here, my credit card. I mean, we keep everything on our phones nowadays." And she says, "Well," she says, "when was the last time it was plugged in and connected to Wi-Fi?" And he says, "Well, I don't know." He said, "It could have been, you know, the night before last, or I'm not sure, you know, when it was connected." She said, "Well, we'll see if we can, you know, pull everything and make sure everything is still on there. We can transfer over." So they get to going back and forth, and one of the main problems is the phone won't turn on anymore. I mean, it's pretty much just melted to a block of plastic. And so not being able to get in the phone, and they couldn't get the Apple ID number to, you know, transfer over, and it was just back and forth. We ended up being in the store for about 3 hours just trying to get everything, you know, turned back on. So the point I want to make from this, when she asked, you know, when was it plugged in and connected to Wi-Fi, we need to make sure we're always plugged into the Word of God, that we're always connected to Him, and that we will, if we are, we will always be updated, if you'll give me that word. We'll always be backed up, is in a term for, you know, a phone. But as long as we're plugged in and connected to God, it doesn't matter what happens. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7 tells us that, you know, as long as we, you know, live with, as long as we live faithfully and we continue to walk with Jesus, His blood continually cleanses us, no matter what, as long as we're faithful to Him. So we just need to always make sure that we're, you know, in the Word of God. And then to finish the story out, to bring us to a close tonight, in my opinion, the best news of the whole deal, they finally get the phone turned on, the new phone, and they get logged in from the other, you know, the ID of his old phone. And she says, "Great news." She said, "It looks like your phone was backed up on Thursday night," which was the night before. She said, "So anything you've done Friday is not going to be there, but anything previous." And he said, "I think I can make it with that." And she said, "Everything is in the cloud." I don't know if you remember, you know, back in the day when something used to happen to your phone, you would take it to the store. They would have to plug it up to the other phone and try to get stuff to transfer over. And sometimes it would, sometimes it wouldn't. But now we've got this amazing thing called the cloud, and everything saves in the cloud. You can download it on whatever kind of device you need from anywhere. So she said it was good news. She said, you know, all your stuff is there. So my last point I want to make from that is our goal as a Christian is to be saved by Jesus' blood and to be in the cloud when He's there, when He calls us home. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, if you want to turn there with me real quick. Chapter 4, beginning with verse 16. The setting here is some of the Christians were confused over the Christians who have died earlier, as to, you know, how they would be, you know, connected with them again. He tells them, you know, not to worry about those who've already died. Skipping down to verse 16, he says, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with the cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." So to sum up the story tonight, as a Christian, we should, you know, that's our goal. We want to be in the cloud. We want to always be, you know, backed up, if you will, and saved. That way we know that when Jesus comes and He calls everyone, we meet Him in the cloud, we'll be in the cloud. Just like all the contents of that phone was saved in the cloud. We need to make sure that we are always living in such a way that we will, you know, that we will be the same. So tonight, if you're listening to me tonight or anywhere, if you have any need, if you need the prayers of anyone, if you need the prayers of the congregation, if you need to be baptized tonight, I know it's a little bit different circumstances by way of invitation, but if there's anything you need, contact one of the elders, contact FH, anybody you can get a hold of. We will try to see that your needs are met. If you need to be baptized, I'm sure it would be no problem for someone to meet you up here and take care of that tonight. If you need prayers, call. I can pray with you, for you, over the phone, whatever your need may be tonight. If you would bow with me as we close tonight. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight realizing this is a different setting than we're used to. It's a different lifestyle than we are used to. We pray that you will continue to be with us, to continue to be with the health of everyone. We pray that you will guide us each and every day. We pray that you will be with the doctors and the scientists and everyone who is working diligently to come up with a cure for this virus that's going around. But we know that ultimately you have the cure, and if it be your will, you will disclose that information. We pray that for all those out listening tonight through live stream, that they will contact someone if they need prayers, if they need to be baptized. We pray that you will just bless them. Continue to keep us safe. And we thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus, and sending him to die for our sins. In his name we pray. Amen.
Oh, my God. thank you for participating with us through this live stream. And we'd like to invite you, if you have a prayer request, to text 615-681-0831. And we'll put you on our prayer list, and we'll be praying for you and any need that you might have. And so let's finish now with a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for Jesus who died on the cross so that we can call you our Father, Father. And we're so thankful that no matter what our situation in life, no matter if it's a tornado or if it's a sickness or a virus, we know that you're greater than all of these things, Father. And in Christ Jesus, we're more than conquerors. So help us, Father, to seek your will in our lives, and help us to seek a relationship with you, Father, and help us always to be connected to you and to realize and to your presence with us and in us and about us, Father, and help us to rely totally upon you so that when Jesus comes back to receive his kingdom, his church, Father, we'll be among that great number. Please bless everyone that participated tonight through this live stream. We thank you for those that made it happen, and we pray that you bless us all. In the name of Jesus, amen.